Right, when it came by left.
There's only two things wrong with preaching. One is going on too long. One is going on too short.
讲到有两种问题，有的时候讲的太长，有的时候讲的太短。
So do you like me to go long or short?
你们要听长的讲道，还是要听短的讲道？
Long.
I want to squeeze you more.
Oh, good. Good morning.
Morning.
大家早上好。
I want to bring you greetings this morning from the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada.
我代表嘉西浸信会的教会向大家问好。
And I'd like to share a passage of scripture that has been a scripture for UCBC and the Canadian Baptists partnering together.
我用的这节经文呢是从使徒行传，用这个来勉励嘉西浸信会和我们的 UCBC 的教会。
I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you.I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Which is Philippians chapter 1, and I didn't let him
know. Sorry, 他没有事先给我这个信息，是在以弗所书第二章。大家如果有圣经的话，可以翻到以弗所书的第一章。
My Mandarin is getting much better.
That's good. If I translate something wrong, you can catch me. Okay, 是腓立比书的第一章。
Okay.
You want me to read everything?
No.
Yes. 如果你们有圣经的话，可以自己读。是刚才 Tom 读的是在腓立比书的第一章，就是讲到感恩与祷告。
Well, this is my boss, Jeremy Bell, and he says to say hello. This is Jan Pasica, our president. She says to say hello. Rob.Ogilvie is our regional minister for British Columbia, and this is his secretary, Don Johannesson. This is a big cookie that we gave Rob on his birthday. And Rob says to say hello. This is myself, and Kaylee Morgan is my assistant, and she helps us tell the story of UCBC to all of our other churches.
大家可以看到就是这个 slide 上 Tom 准备的是主要是嘉西浸信会的一些同工们，还有那个就是 Tom 的上级，还有一些别的同工，还有做了一个很大的一个 cookie。那下面左边是 Tom， Tom 说他也会将我们 ECDC 这个教会的 story 跟嘉西浸信会别的教会分享。
We have a shared mission, which is written there, of reaching people for Christ by seeking the help and extending the ministry of the local church. We share an inviting faith, acting in mercy, and cultivating leaders.
我们大家就是说 share 的一个使命，就是通过对本教会让本教会能够变得更加健康，来达到向别的人传福音的目的。就是我们通过邀请人来信主，然后我们本身呢活出一个有恩赐的人生，还有对我们本教会的一些属灵的领袖有一些栽培的工作。
Currently we have 172 churches and congregations in the Canadian Baptists. We have 11 new church plants that are pending.And 29 new prospective churches. So our goal is to be over 300 churches before the end of the decade, and we're going to do that and way more.
所以这个图呢，就是嘉西浸信会他们的一个目标。在目前为止，嘉西浸信会有172间教会。其中有还有11间教会呢，正在处于这个职堂的这个筹备工作中。有29间教会呢是计划会成为新的职堂的教会， 所以呢，现在的 number 呢是212间，总共是212间加西基金会的教会。他们的目标是到这个 decade 这个十年中会这个让这个数目呢达到超过300间的教会。
I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. These are some of the pictures of churches in British Columbia and Alberta and Manitoba and a bunch of smiling faces. Urban, rural. Western Canada is growing. Do I need to hold that? Yeah. One of the reasons why we're planting churches is Western Canada is growing. God is moving, the West is changing, and the world is coming to Western Canada.
神在做工，西方的社会呢也在变化之中，神的国就要来了。
In our churches, we have over 1,900 people in new churches, and 60-80% of the people, whoops, are there. We go. Once more. 60-80% of the people are new believers or people coming back to faith in our new churches, which is very encouraging.
我们一共有超过1900个人在我们的教会中，60%-80%呢都是初信主的朋友，还有很多一部分呢是原来是信了主，然后他们有一些人离弃了，现在又重新回到信仰当中的。
We invite you to pray for our new churches right across Western Canada. And Pastor Albert, can I ask you to come up? And we, yes. I love putting people on the spot. And I want to invite Pastor Albert, would you pray for our churches, for the new churches that are coming up across Western Canada? Just pray a blessing this morning. And would you all join in and just to kind of lift up the West to God in prayer for these new churches?
Oh, where is the West side? Show me where is the West side.
Western Canada.
Yeah.
No, which province?
Yeah.
All of them. Manitoba.
From Manitoba to British Columbia.
Please.
Right now?
Amen.
Right.
他们想邀请高牧师为这个加拿大西部的一些教会来做一个 blessing 的祷告。
让我们一起来祷告。在天父，我们感谢赞美你，让我们在这样的一个国度当中有份。主啊，谢谢你，因为你的恩宠在我们当中，让我们能够认识你。今天我们看到，从 Manitoba 到 British Columbia 这些省份当中，有那么多的灵魂亟待拯救。主啊，恳求你自己差遣我们当中，我们在加西敬言会当中每一个教会当中出去，为你得着这一些的人，这一些灵魂需要拯救的人，这些在人生当中感觉到没有盼望，虽然他们在人世中打滚，希冀于求利名，但是他们找不到人生方向。主啊，求你借着我们为你来的人，更求主赐福于加西敬信会在这些省份当中工作，让我们在这些省份当中为你来工作，为你来得人。主啊，恳求你，你是得救的人，天天加在我们这群教会身上。更求主赐福于这些加西敬信会，让所有加西敬信会在西部省份的有着国度观，愿意去开拓，不管什么样的人种，都愿意为主你来得到这些人。恳求主亲自赐福，亲自带领，献上祷告，祷告了，奉告主耶稣基督圣名的求。
阿门。Pastors are always ready to pray.
做牧师就是随时要准备好要祷告。
So thank you for praying for our churches. You can contact us through our website or by Twitter or by we have a new blog and all those other social network media. Thank you so much.
你可以通过我们的微博还有那个 Twitter
I think UCBC has been in several stories, so it's really good.
我们的教会已经是被好几个故事已经给分享给其他的教会了。
Want to bring you greetings from my family. This is my son Robert and his new bride, newly married.
这是我的儿子和他新娶的太太。
And this is my beautiful daughter and her husband. And this is my little granddaughter, Emily, who's 2 years old.
中间那个很漂亮的是Tom的女儿和他的女婿，然后这个很可爱的小朋友是Tom的孙辈。
And this is my beautiful wife, Chris.
This is Tom's太太Chris.
Good morning from them.
我的家庭成员也向你们问好。
I'd like to talk with you for the rest of the time that I have this morning about responding to God when opportunities arise. Can you say that with me in English as best as you can? Responding to God when opportunities arise. How many of you know we have opportunities every single day to respond to God?
我今天要讲的信息就是，当有一个机会出现，当神对你有一个呼召的时候，你怎么样去回应上帝？你们这边有人知道吗？其实每一天对我们来说都是有很多的机会存在的。
Let me pray as we look at God's word.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word that never returns empty or void. Father, I pray that you would breathe by your spirit the words that we've been sharing and thinking on. Father, I pray that you would touch our hearts. Lord, that you would transform our lives. Father, as we have opportunities to serve you and to step out for you, I pray that you give us new boldness and courage. Give us a spirit of partnering together, Lord, to extend your kingdom not only here in the Lower Mainland, but right across Western Canada. Bless your word now as it's shared, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In each of our lives, we get opportunities. Sometimes the opportunities are really simple to open a door, to say hello, to offer help to someone in a point of need.
有的时候这个机会只是一件很简单的事情，比如说你看到别人，你向他问候，或者是说呢，帮别人开门，或者是在有需要的时候呢，你能够给人家帮助。
Sometimes the opportunity is greater to take on a significant task or ministry or to give sacrificially in a time of urgent crisis.
但是有时候这个机会是一件更大的事情，比如说，在有需要的时候，你能够承担一项比较大的为神的施工，或者是在一个紧急的情况下，你能够挺身而出。
Or to risk your name or reputation in order to stand up against injustice.
或者是在有你觉得有不公义的情况发生的时候呢，你能够挺身而出，甚至是不惜冒着自己的名声的危险。
How do we respond to God when opportunities arise?
当神给我们有这样的机会的时候，我们怎样回应上帝？
A number of years ago, I was working for Texaco Resources, a major oil company.
在几年以前，我是在这个Texaco这个很大的加拿大这个石油公司做事情。
I looked after purchasing and accounting and human resources.
Tom他是在这个公司中呢，他主要是主管这个采购啊，这个财务和这个人事资源部门。
The company wanted to train me as a certified accountant.
我们公司呢，想把我训练成一个注册会计师。
When an interesting opportunity arose.
当时我觉得这是一个非常好的机会。
I was a new believer in Christ.
在那个时候，我在基督里只是一个初信基督的人。
Newly married.
我那时候刚刚结婚。
New house.
刚买了一栋新的房子。
New child.
刚刚有一个小的 baby.
fancy car.
开着一辆很 fancy 的车子。
Lots of money.
手上有很多的钱。
Over here. Say over here.
在这边。
I was a new believer in Christ.
我在这边的时候，就是我是一个初信徒。
And God was calling me to ministry and to serve Him.
在那个时候呢，神在呼召我，要我为他做事工。
No money.
没有钱。
No car.
没有很 fancy 的车。
No house.
没有大的房子住。
No expense account.
No what?
Expense account.
没有这些额外的钱给我来花。
What would you choose?
请问你会选择哪一个？
God? Or the career?
你会选择神吗？还是选择你的工作，你的事业？
What would you do?
请问你们会怎样选择？
I chose this opportunity.
我选择了这一边。
And I never regretted it.
我从来没有后悔过。
But it was a very difficult choice.
但是是一个很困难的决定。
I'm glad I listened to the still small voice of God.
我很庆幸我听了那个小小的来自于神的声音。
Glad I married a very godly woman.
我很庆幸我娶了一个很属灵的太太。
A long-suffering wife.
一个跟我一起同甘共苦的太太。
And glad for the opportunities that I've received.
我也很感恩我得到这样的机会，能够来侍奉。
I have in my hand $20.
我手上拿了20块钱。
Who wants this $20?
谁想要这20块钱？你举手。
Yes, what? It's Steve? No. Edward, buddy, get up here, man. I remember you, Edward. You played piano. What's
I played piano.
Should I give Edward this $20?
No.
Yeah, you may give it for the $20 to Edward and
Okay. What? Edward, I want to give you this $20, but not right now. Okay, you go and sit down.
Edward, 我会把这20块钱给你，
但是不是现在。Don't let me forget to give you the $20. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll leave it right here. Don't forget.
不要忘记，我把它放在这里，等一会儿给你。
Edward is praying that I'll be back.
Edward 心里在祷告，汤姆一定要回来呀。
What shall we do when opportunities arise?
我们应该怎样做呢？当有这样的机会出现的时候。
The shed blood of Jesus allows us to enter into a relationship with the Father. God's word shows us what we should do, and the Holy Spirit empowers us to do it.
耶稣的血让我们能够跟父神发生一个关系。上帝的话让我们知道该怎么做，圣灵也会带领我们，让我们做下面的事情。
In the passage that we all read, we see the response of the people when the gospel was shared.
我们读了《使徒行传》，我们就看到使徒们在受到神的呼召的时候，他们是怎样做的。
Repent and turn to God.
悔改，转向神。
Be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
奉基督的名受洗。
Guard our heart and share the gospel.
向别人传福音。
That was short.
You caught me. 保守我们的心，向别人传福音。
She's doing very good, isn't she?
Mom didn't give me much information.
I'm French Canadian. I'm very spontaneous. No, you're doing very well.
I have to be spontaneous on my spot.
But they grew in number, and they grew in number.
但是我们的得救的人数是天天的增加。
When the opportunity arose, they were devoted to learning and fellowshipping together.
他们在一起学习，在一起交通。
They ate and prayed together, shared in amazing experiences.
他们在一起吃，在一起祷告，他们在一起彼此分享那些很好的信息。
Shared possessions and generously and gave generous with the needy.
他们变卖了自己的财产，他们把这些财产拿来公用，然后也把它分享给有需要的人。
Met together regularly and they praised God.
他们有定期的聚会，一起来敬拜上帝。
Enjoyed the favor of the people and grew in number.
他们一起来一起来享受这个聚会和这个教会的人数的增加。
How many people came to faith when Peter spoke?
请问有多少人那时候就听了这个彼得的讲道当中就信了主？
3,000, right? 3,000.
3,000人。
Is that amazing?
是很奇妙的。
Do you know how many people were in Jerusalem at that time?
你们知道那时候耶路撒冷有多少人吗？
At least 80,000, some say 150,000.
至少有八万人到150万人。十五万。
3,000 out of 80,000. Only, but 3,000 took the opportunity to respond to the gospel, but others didn't.
当中只有三千人抓住了这个机会而信了主，其余的人都没有。
We have opportunities all around us.
其实我们每个人周围都是有很多这样的机遇的。
We have opportunities in our own hearts and lives.
我们自己的心告诉我们有时候这样的机会，然后我们生活中也有这样的机会。
With our family, our friends, and our church.
在我们的家庭成员中，在我们的朋友中，我们的教会中，都是有这样的机会的。
Our school, our work, our neighbors.
在我们的学校中，我们的工作的岗位上，和我们和与邻居交往的时候，我们都是有这样的机会可以做事情的。
In our community, our region, our province, and nation.
在我们的社区当中，我们的信仰当中，我们的省、我们的国家和我们整个这个世界上，都是有这样的机会，我们可以为神做事情。
Till 10:30? 10:30 or 10? We're doing good. Tricky timing, you know, getting timing. I don't want to forget to give Edward the $20. Edward, don't let me forget, okay?
I won't.
Okay, Ed, promise me that, right? Okay. I almost forgot. I'm wondering because I want to tell you a story, a personal story.
我想给大家讲一个自己的故事。
3 weeks ago, I was in a Starbucks restaurant, coffee shop.
三个星期以前，我在那个星巴克喝咖啡。
How many go to Starbucks?
你们有多少去那个 Starbucks 喝咖啡？
I'm reading a book.
我正在那里读书。
On the cover of the book, it says, "Who is Jesus?"
我读的那本书就是说耶稣是谁。
A man is sitting across from me.
有一个男人就坐在我的对面。
And I keep reading my book.
就坐在那边一直在看那本书。
And I'm looking at him over the book.
边看边从那个书的那个缝那边瞟他。
He's looking at my book.
他就盯着我这本书在看。
But I was there reading for 20 minutes.
我就在那看了20分钟。
And he was getting more and more uncomfortable.
他坐那左也不是，右也不是。
So I held my book closer.
我就把书朝我自己这边拿了一下。
And peeked over the top.
我就把书放低，然后这样看他。
He was getting more and more upset.
他好像变上去，好像变得不太高兴。
He was getting more and more upset.
他变得越来越不高兴。
Finally, after half an hour.
过了半个钟头。
He said, "Do you believe that stuff?"
过了半个钟头，他就叫我说："你真的信那上面写的吗？"
I said, "Oh, Jesus."
我说："你指的是耶稣吗？"
And he said, "Yes."
他说："是啊。"
And then he got very angry and said all kinds of bad things about churches and Christians.
然后他就变得很生气，然后说了很多攻击神和教会的话。
What would you have done?
如果是你，你会怎么做呢？
What would you have done?
你会怎么做呢？
what would you have done? God had given me an opportunity. How should I respond? Ever, don't let me forget about the 20.
I didn't ask a question.
How would you respond? I told the man that Jesus loves him. I told the man that Jesus died for him. I told the man that I love Jesus. I apologized for lots of mistakes that Christians make. So he swore at me again and cursed me. Said I was a hypocrite and a phony.
Sorry?
A hypocrite. Hypocrite. What would you have done? What would you have done? I told him that I love him and that because Jesus loves me. He moved across and sat down beside me. For a half an hour, he told me what a horrible life he'd had. I put my hand on his arm and told him that I would be praying with him. And that if there's anything I could do to help him, to let me know. How do we respond when opportunities arise? University Campus Baptist Church has been given an opportunity by God. There is a legacy to be honored. You have gifted and called leaders, amazing leaders. We're going to pray for some of them a little bit later. We have some resources to share together within the Canadian Baptist family, and we're looking at doing that. And we have people all around us who are desperate for the gospel.
Oh, my name's Nancy.
Nancy, there's something I was supposed to remember.
Yes.
What was it?
$20.
No, it's coming to me. There's something. Help me out. What am I supposed to remember?
$20.
That's a loud voice. Okay, Edward, you got to come on up here. I need to give this money away. So. So here's the deal. You didn't ask. There's my money. Now here's the deal. You know that I'm not going to give you something without conditions, don't you? So now this is what you have to do with the
$20.
You cannot use it for yourself.
Number one,
you have to give it away to someone else. And you need to give it to somebody that or something or someone that you have prayed about, and God says, yeah, give the 20 to so and so. So don't let your friends come grabbing after your money. Not for yourself.
Yeah.
Give it away after your friend.
Okay.
God gives you opportunities with your money. How will you honor him in that way? So how do we respond when opportunities arise? Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书40章。Which verses?
Chapter 40.
Yeah, 48. Which verse?
28.
28. 28.
Yeah, there
it is right there. 以赛亚书
四十
章二十八节。
Starting in verse 29.
29节。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的必然全然跌倒。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They will soar on wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They will run and not grow weary.
他们奔跑却不困乏。
They will walk and not be faint.
行走却不疲乏。
What shall we do when opportunities arise?
当神给我们这样的机会的时候，我们要怎样做呢？
We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
我们要对圣灵有一个很敏感的心。
We need to be obedient as God leads us.
我们要顺服圣灵的带领。
Jesus said, I require obedience, I don't require sacrifice.
神对我们说，他需要我们的顺服，并不是需要我们为他做什么，为他牺牲。
Jesus also said, whoever loves me obeys my commands.
神也说，那爱我的就会遵循我的道。
So we need to be obedient as God leads.
所以作为属灵的领袖，作为神的仆人，我们要首先要是顺服神。
We need to be aware that we're in a battle and alert.
我们知道我们在一场属灵的征战中。
That Christ has already won this battle.
在这个属灵的征战中，其实基督已经得胜了。
There are a million distractions out there.
在我们周围有很多的搅扰。
God speaks in a still, small voice.
神在你心中，他有一个小小的声音对你说话。
And we need to respond with courage as opportunities arise.
当神给我们这样的机会呼召我们的时候呢，我们就要有勇气来顺服神，来 take this opportunity.
I want you to think for a moment right now.
我想让你想象一下，思想一下。
Close your eyes.
闭上你的眼睛来思想一下。
Think of some of the opportunities that are in front of you right now, personally.
你想象一下，现在在你的眼前有一个什么样，神给你一个什么样的机会。
We're going to pray in a moment that God would make us sensitive and obedient.And alert and to respond with courage in these opportunities.
我们等一下要祷告，当神给我们这样一个意向，给我们这样一个机会的时候，我们就很能够很勇敢的站出来，来接受神给我们的这样一个挑战和一个使命。
Let us pray quietly for a moment, and then I'll close in prayer.
Okay, 我们大家一起安静的祷告，然后最后呢，那个 Tom 来做一个结束的祷告。
Those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. We'll mount up on wings like eagles. We'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not be faint.
要等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑不困乏，他们行走却不疲乏。
Father, I pray for the UCBC family.
神啊，我为着 UCBC 的教会来向你献上祷告。
We're so thankful for the opportunities that you give us.
我们很感谢你给我们这样一个机会，创立这样一间教会。
We're thankful for the ways you've blessed us in the past.
我们感谢你，在你过往的时候，你带领我们，给我们很多的恩典。
Would you guide us as we continue to move forward?
求你带领我们今后的道路。
Father, help us to be sensitive to you, to your Spirit.
求你让我们有一个耳朵的很敏感的心，能够感受到你的呼召。
Help us to respond in the obedience as you lead us.
求你让我们有一个顺服的心，能够来跟随你的带领。
We're thankful that Jesus is here in the middle of the trials.
我们感谢你，在这个征战中，耶稣与我们同在。
May we respond with courage and honor your name.
求你让我们能够勇敢的站出来，接受你给我们的带领，能够让你的名得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.